From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Jackie Lydon. The city of New Orleans is bracing for a huge Category 5 hurricane. In recorded history, there have been only three Category 5 hurricanes to make landfall in the United States. We'll have several segments on the preparations being made in New Orleans. The hurricane, Katrina, is expected to make landfall tomorrow morning. We're joined here in the studio by NPR's Debbie Elliott. She becomes the permanent host of our show next weekend. But we brought her in early to take advantage of her expertise and experience in covering hurricanes. And hello to you, Debbie.
Hi, Jackie.
This morning, the governor and the mayor of Louisiana called a joint press conference and asked people to leave. And we're going to turn first to NPR's Greg Allen, who's in New Orleans. Hello, Greg.
Hi, Jackie.
What have you been able to see so far?
Some neighborhoods, like the French Quarter or some shopping centers, they're boarded up, shut up, and no one's around. It's really kind of eerie. But then you go out to some of the main thoroughfares, the streets that leave out of town, and traffic is still very much packed all the way out of town. It's taking people several hours to get out. Traffic really started to get heavy after the mayor announced earlier today that there was a mandatory evacuation order.
Greg, this is Debbie. You have been out talking to folks. How are people handling this? It seems like it's a pretty scary thing bearing down on New Orleans.
Well, that's right, Debbie. And as you know, a lot of people don't take hurricanes that seriously in the past in New Orleans. I mean, there's been studies that show that maybe 60% of the people would stay for a Category 3 hurricane. But that doesn't seem to be the case this time. Today at the Superdome, I talked to one gentleman, Michael Wilson, who lives in New Orleans. And he talked about how he feels about what's going on.
Oh, look like this one, a monster here. The other ones went pretty smooth, you know. I usually stay at home. On the other ones, I stayed at home. It's my first time out.
And I'm staying at a hotel right on the river downtown, and there you have people who also are hunkering down for the hurricane, staying in hotel rooms to where they can be close to their homes and get back to check on them after the hurricane passes over.
And we'll be checking in with you. Thanks a lot, NPR's Greg Allen on the ground in New Orleans.
You're welcome, Jackie.